You mentioned the challenges in health and housing, and I acknowledge them absolutely. But I don't think it's fair for you to make out that no progress has been made in these areas. Just today, government confirmed that we have an agreement with GPs to extend GP care without fees, free GP care, to the majority of the population. We have an agreement to do it. We have an agreement to do it, and it will be a fact. By Christmas that every child under 8, every adult over 70, and people with medium incomes or less will have free GP care. That is a huge step forward. For the first time in the history of our state, that will be the case. And the reason why the deputy has lost control again. The reason why the deputy is shouting and interrupting me is he doesn't want to hear the facts. Let me give him another fact. The system that he advocates and the system that his party ran in Northern Ireland when it comes to health for a long time, the NHS, does he know that Irish men and Irish women live 2 years longer than is the case in Britain? Does he know, for example, that when you adjust for disability adjusted life years, Ireland outperforms Northern Ireland, England, Wales and Scotland? Does he know, for example, that waiting lists in Ireland, high as they are 66% lower than in Northern Ireland, where your party ran the health service for most of the 20 years, and 84% lower than in England? Why do you want to adopt systems that we know don't work?